How do you know that you're real? How do you know that the person sitting across from you at lunch is real? How do you know that your food is real? How do you know that any of this is real? What you see online, what you see in the real world, at least we think it's real, we assume it is. How do you know? Do you go based off of your senses? Do you go based off of your thoughts? Maybe it's a feeling thing for you. How do you know, though? How do you know for sure? Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to The Madhouse. That's the question that we're tackling today, is any of this real? And how do you know? How do you know if anything is real? How do you know that you are yourself? How do you know that you are the person that you were yesterday? How do you know that you're even human? How do you know any of this? How do you know what's real and what's fake? Now, I'm not going to sit here and promise an answer, but I can at least try to make it, you know, the next hour or so somewhat thought-provoking, somewhat mind-bending, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's just a complete load of hot garbage, and that's okay, too, because we're just sitting here. It's negative a billion degrees outside. I'm hungry. I'm tired, and I just want to chill out and think about what makes things things. And how do we know if those things are even actually things? And so that's what we're just going to dive into. So, I don't know. Maybe a good place to start is how I distinguish what is real and what's fake. And actually, now that I say that, maybe that's not a good place to start. Because I don't know. I don't know. I'm not fully convinced. Well, I know for a fact that this isn't it. Maybe we should try and start with, just go from what real would mean, kind of define our terms and go from there and see what happens. Because what is real? What is real? Is pain real? Is pain real? I'm feeling pretty good right now. I've got some pain in my foot. Just from being on my foot all day. Or my feet all day. Got myself some plantar fasciitis. Because I have flat, ugly feet. And that's real. But kind of. I know that if a samurai showed up and kicked down my door and then hit me with a "Hoo-yah!" and chopped off my arm, that'd probably feel pretty real. Probably wouldn't feel great. That'd be real. But then there's this other aspect. There's the physical real, and then there's almost like emotional real. Where you take somebody out, you meet somebody for the first time. Maybe you don't even meet them. You just, it's you and them. You're walking one way, they're walking the other way, and you just, for a second, you lock eyes. And there's something there. There's a spark. As it's put in the romance comic or romance novels. Something like that. But that's real too. That little jolt of lightning that you feel, of excitement, when a gorgeous woman stares you down and you're looking at her and you both just know that you're thinking the same thing. I'm trying to fuck. No. She's thinking, oh, why is he staring at me? And I'm over here like, she loves me. But it's real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's real. Those moments. Those moments. You win the big football game. You win the championship. It's all been leading up to that. Your entire season. We're talking months and months and months. Almost an entire year of preparation. Just to go out there with your guys and win a damn ball game. And then hoist the trophy. Bring it home. Have a good time. That's real too. So what is real? What is real? Because in that moment it's real. But are your memories real? I mean, what weight do those have? Easily fabricated, manipulated, and oftentimes wrong. At what extent is that real? Because it was very real, that memory. It could be good or bad. It could be your parents fighting, or it could be that game. It could be your first kiss. It could be anything like that. The dog that you just got 10 years ago. But you remember it like it's yesterday. A car accident that happened. You're not going to forget that. Where you were when Trump got shot. Or 9/11. It's real. But it's not. Not anymore. Instead, it's in your head. In reality, reality at that point, thinking about that, reality of the past isn't real in the sense that right now I could tell you exactly what I'm seeing and happening. Instead, reality becomes a little bit different. It becomes more of a collection of our own memories and putting together what happened. Like a detective at a murder scene. So what is real? And are you real? Are you real? Do you know if you're real? I don't know if I'm real. At what extent do you become real? Because I'm me, I think. But what is me? What am I? I'm not just an arm. I'm not just a leg. And I'm not just this collection of organs and cells that make me me. I also have thoughts. But what are thoughts, and are any of them real? They're not real unless you act on them. At least that's what I'm told, and that's what a lot of people are told. But we know that a thought sparks, literally sparks in your mind. You can see it. It happens. There's a jolt of electricity. At least that's what we think of right now is happening, is there's your neurons fire and it shoots through your organ called the brain. And some inputs are sent down into your spine. Like right now, for example, everybody can do this. You can literally send a jolt of electricity safely. Don't. Or do. I don't care. Whatever. Fuck you. Don't shock yourself with a fork in the outlet, but you're allowed. But you can do it without. You can do it a little bit more safely. You can electrify yourself by thinking, move your arm. Specifically, your left arm. You can go all the way down to your fingertip. It's like, bend your finger. And then as soon as I do, there we go. It just shot. There was a current, a thought happened, and then it shot down and into it. But now if I just sit here and think, move my finger, it wasn't real. And yet it was. Because if I'm sitting here imagining moving my finger, I'm still having that neural activity. Neurological activity, is that the proper word? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. A scientist. I'm just some guy on a couch. But what is real? Is any of it real? And going back to the are you real? Define real, and I don't know. Because at what point are you you? Like, if you stare at somebody long enough, they'll file a restraining order on you. But right before that, and maybe before the cops can come, or an altercation happens, you can piece together, you can see somebody for what they really are. And that is a skeleton with, muscles attached to those each individual bones, and all these, the skeleton is tied together with these stretchy but yet strong, I guess, strips of meat. They're tiny strips of meat that all collect together. And it does something fascinating that it could do on its own. It doesn't need you to exist inside of it. You can take a cadaver or a dead body and send a jolt of electricity through its biceps, and all of a sudden it's doing bicep curls. And then the family's in the back crying because you're making grandma get jacked again. You're not letting her rest in peace. How dare you? You sick fuck. But that's what we are. We have bones. We have our skeleton, and then attached to those, and tied together. We're skeletons tied together with cartilage and ligaments and tendons. And, your bicep, or not your bicep, your muscles are on top of that structure, that chassis. And they contract, they pull together. And they also release. And then you have your heart thumping a dumping in there, sending blood all throughout you. But where do you begin, and where does all of that stop? And is any of that real? Because it's real in the sense that here and now, I guess it technically exists. But to you, nobody else is around here, as far as I know. And if somebody is around here, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. But that's a perfect example. Because right now, nobody's here. Nobody's here. But now it's real. This made-up person, this embodiment, this fake person, this thing that I just talked to, technically, is that real? It's real, because you pictured something, I pictured something, a guy in hunched over in the corner, like, he's doing the show again, I'm gonna listen in, I'm gonna try not to listen in, otherwise my ears are gonna bleed. And see now that's real. But is it? It's real in that it's in your mind. And when you pictured that fake man, this not real, real person, all of a sudden it became real because your brain fired. Like when you're reading a work of fiction. You're imagining something, and when you're imagining anything that isn't real, you know, Dumbledore and Harry Potter and dragons and all of that stuff, that's not real. Well, maybe dragons were real. I call them dinosaurs, but whatever, you know. Potato, potato. But that is, it's trackable because you can see the electricity, and that's real happening in your mind. So define real, I guess. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough, and it gets weird. I guess, like, what you are, we don't know what that is. There's something weird going on. What's real there? What's going on with your body? What are you, and are you yourself real? Your body's real. Certainly, you can touch it. It checks out. It checks out all the senses. You can taste it if you're weird. You can see yourself. You can look down at least. Really take in that you are you. Or at least you think you're you. You can hear yourself, like my stomach growling right now because I'm hungry. You can do all these things. You can hopefully not smell yourself, but you can smell yourself. I haven't showered after a long day's work today, so I'm sure if I did a quick pit check, I would smell me, and I'm good on that. I'm good. It's okay. I don't want to. But it's like all these things. So technically, yeah, I'm real. But then what's going on inside of my mind? What are these thoughts? What are feelings? Why? Because it can also be ignored, the pain that you may feel, the joy. It can all be, everything can just be flat out ignored. Things that are real, I guess, don't have to have an impact on you. That wouldn't be required. But it's just interesting. What is real? And at what point are you you? At what point are you just a body? Where's the line? What's the difference? And then you have this whole, well, I'm not quite ready to get into the spiritual aspect, but there's, how about this? You have the imagination. We did the thought experiment with the guy, the fake guy crouched in the corner. Picture him again. See, he's not real, but he's real. You saw him. Not real, but he's real. Because when you do that, you impact reality. When you imagine something, when you use your imagination, you impacted something there. Minutely, hardly, but you did. You used, let's say you ate a cheeseburger today, that single thought took some of that calorie, that energy that you took in when you ate that beautiful, lovely cheeseburger. And it was just used and burnt. Energy was used. On something imaginary. This fake guy thinking about Dumbledore or whatever. Lord of the Rings, Legolas, firing an arrow. If you imagined any of those, you just used an extra calorie to think about it, because your brain uses energy, uses actually quite a bit. A surprise, I don't remember off the top of my head how much it is, but it's not an absurd amount, but it's enough to surprise you. You should look up how much you use it in a day. Although some people use 0 calories a day on their brain. And it's obvious. But not today. Not my viewers. We're all super highbrow, sophisticated men and women. And I have to say that because, unfortunately, our president just said that it's a government mandate that there are only two, whatever, I don't want to get into that today. Because it's not real. Or it is. I don't know. But yeah, we just expunged energy. We just used energy on something that's not real. And that's pretty real. So what's real? What is real? What is real? Huh. And then you get, there are other ways that you can kind of break this, and who even knows what's real? In that, or the space. If you, let's just say you're sitting on your couch. No. Look at the closest object, like table. So an object like that, a big object across the room. Or if you have another person, you can look at them. And maybe there's, I don't know, a few feet between you. Something a few feet between you and nothing obstructing the two of you. That negative space, because if asked, it's like, I have a lamp literally right there, just barely off a screen. If I was like, to myself, or the camera, right up front, or this microphone, whatever, pick yourself. If I was to ask me, if somebody were to ask me, what's between you and this lamp? And I'm not trying to be a smartass. I would say nothing. But that's not technically true. That's not true because there is something. There is something there. There's the air. And the space in between, the nothing, is in fact something, because you tell me the dividing line between that nothing and that something. You can't say it's your skin because you have pores. It's porous. And when you look, if you look small enough, then the line between that lamp, the nothing that separates us between us, and then myself, if you look small enough, the dividing line almost becomes non-existent. Because, you get into the particles and all of that. And it's kind of like, at what point is all of that real? At what point? It's just weird. It's this is what I think about. Because Like, I don't know. What's the difference between me and that lamp, I guess? And are either of us real? Because, I mean, that's another thing, is that I cannot prove that I was that lamp yesterday. Or I was not that lamp yesterday. I can't prove it, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. That kind of goes back to the teacher. Did I talk about it? I don't remember. But we had a teacher that tried to do this. And I don't think I did. I don't think I did talk about it. But we had a teacher in class that this is what set me on this road, was she tried to tell me that to know that something is real, you have to appeal to authority. And again, if I said that, I apologize already. I don't think I did. But you have to appeal to authority, and that bothered me as a high schooler. And I was like, well, no. No, you can't just say that you're right because you say so. I heard that way too often. Way too often. So I do not accept that. You're going to have to do a little bit better. Plus, isn't this a college preparatory academy? Shouldn't you be getting me ready for anti-that? I don't know. But then it sent me on a spiral for a while. For weeks. I mean, until now. Where I haven't... And especially now, that belief was... I got immersed into the reality of this world again for some time, and then that was, you know, had a bad doctor, had bad psychiatric medication prescribed, and had a psychotic break. And now, after all the things that I've seen, it's kind of like, what even? Nothing's real. And I've been working on getting immersed into this world again. But you don't want to get fully caught up into it. Because this isn't the only real thing. There's something else happening here. And I feel like there's two types of people. Those that really get that. Really understand. And then those who don't. And those who don't are also in two separate categories themselves. Subcategories where there's those who don't understand, like they don't fully get that there's something else going on here. There's something else at play in this real, in air quotes, real world that we're living in. And then, but they long to understand it. And then there's those who don't and refuse to even try to understand it. Because it's a scary thought. It's a very scary thought, and it makes sense why you would want to be like, no, this is real. This right here is real. We have rules. Rules are rules. Rules are rules! This is real, and this is it! But we all, even they, and this is why they get so worked up about it, I imagine, is we all know that this isn't really real. There's things going on. Things are strange. Things are very strange. The way things work, the way things pan out, the way things happen. It's not real, but it is real in the sense that it checks all the boxes technically on the senses side and the logical side. But it's just, it's real. It's real. So it's what is, I mean, what's real? What even is real? What even is real? I certainly don't know. And the longer I consider this question, the less I think anything's real. I don't think anything's real. I haven't thought anything's real for quite some time. Ah, but it is. It is. And that's this weird dichotomy of existence. Because I know, I'm aware that emotions are real. People feel emotions and they're controlled by them a lot of the times, myself included. And so it's like, I could just make somebody feel bad. We all know how to make somebody feel bad. It's like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. You're a piece of shit. Your mom never loved you. Just really just strike right at the heart of all of it, of all of their insecurities. I mean, that's how you fuck somebody up. That's it. That's how you be mean. It's not cool doing it because anybody can do it. It's fucking lame as shit. But it's like you can do that. And like you can't. I mean, now that I think about it, emotions are, what an insane thing to agree upon, that it's just a fact of life because it's not real. Technically. There's no sense. You can't prove it. You can't prove. You can convince me that you're sad, but you can't prove it. Just in the way that you can convince me, well, you can almost convince me that you are real, but you can't really prove it. You just kind of, it's like, okay, sure, yeah, I mean, all right, this is real. This, you just kind of accept it. You just accept that this is where we're at, this life that we're living, this place that we're, you know, existing in, I guess, is technically it's real. It's what you've got. And until proven otherwise, until the rift in the universe opens up and 800 octopi made of gems, green gems, go flying around all over the place. Can you see them too? Until that happens, we're just gonna assume that this is the reality that's real. But then things, very strange things start to happen. Very strange indeed. Very strange. Very strange. Very weird. Very weird fucking things. Things that just throw a wrench into everything that you know and understand. And it's almost like the world, God, the universe, whatever you want to consider, it's almost like this game, this thing that you have. Reality. It only shows you the mind-breaking shit that you can handle, probably. It gives you a nudge from time to time. It's like, hey, don't get too comfortable here. Don't get too comfortable. But then you can also look for it. You can also look for the breaks in the reality. The reality that you have deemed to be reality. Maybe that's the game. Is deciding what's real to you. A good analogy would be, text messages. It's a strange one, isn't it? It's a bunch of lights on a screen. But you could get something. You could get a message that makes you sad, that changes your day, that pisses you off, that makes you happy. And I guess that's real. Those emotions are technically real. Like, you feel them. But is the message real? Is the person on the other side sending it real? We don't know anymore. Especially these days. You just kind of assume there are things you just kind of... I guess that's it. That's... And maybe that's why some people are that second subcategory that I listed of the people who don't know that there is more to this game than meets the eye and don't want to know. And maybe that's why they don't want to know, is because it's too much for them to handle. And the more that you can handle, or the more that you want to handle, or try to handle, or want to see, like, patterns, strange patterns, for example, that happen. Divine intervention that could happen. Miracles. Possessions. Strange things. Maybe those things only appear to you when you're ready or you're capable, or maybe not. I don't know. And then it's like, those are real to you if you decide that they're real. I mean, it's the whole God conundrum, right? Half the world says God's real. The other half says, no, he's not. And yet both of those people, They fully believe. Then it's real. It's real. And who's the other person to say that it's not? And that's why it's just this constant, never-ending cycle of God's real, God's not real. Just back and forth. That sort of thing. So what's real? I guess, you know, if I'm an atheist, then I'm right. And I know I'm right, because it defies all logic. It's like, what are these people talking about? You don't need a divine anything. You don't need... What? We have the science. We can show you exactly how all of this happened. What are you on about? What are you talking about? Like, why are you so obsessed about God? And then this is the other thing. It's not real to them. So their reality, the thing that's real to them, is that they are just are, and that this world just is, and the universe is just out there, I guess, and it's all just real. It's all just real. It's all just face value. That's it. But then there's, I mean, the group that I'm in, where you've seen something. And this has been going on for the course of human history, where you've seen something. You know something. You know something. You know something. You know that there's... that, yes, this is real, that you're real, that I'm real, that thoughts are real, feelings are real. But there's also something else real that you're not seeing, that you can't perceive. Not quite. Not quite, but it'll peek at you. It'll take a glimpse. There's something. There's more. Holy shit. So for a long time, and I just had Jesus. All right, so what just happened is I just had a breakthrough on how to explain how I see existence itself by following this thought process for the past like 40 minutes or so. For a long time, I described it almost as I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Because there is this world that we're living in, we're moving through, and the way I would describe it is almost like a veil. I couldn't quite get it right. Something like that. But honestly, what it's like is the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner painting. And that's Looney Tunes. You can look it up. It's just a insanely realistic painting that, you know, the Roadrunner tricks Wile E. Coyote to run straight into like a brick wall or something, because he painted a road that continues down and it's so realistic that it looks like you can keep driving and then all of a sudden you crash your car and everything explodes. And that's kind of like it. It's kind of like it. It's like, except three-dimensional, I guess. Maybe more like very insanely realistic clay and stuff like that. Like you're walking through that wax museum of insanely realistic celebrities where it just looks like they're going to jump out at you or just start moving. That's kind of what this existence is like. This is kind of what it feels like is to me. Is that right now I am in that Wile E. Coyote picture. I am on the other side of the Looney Tunes. I am the picture that's living in that road that continues to go down. But it's the painting. And true existence, whatever real is on the other side. It's strange. So what even is real? What even is real? What is it? What is I just don't know. And that's the hard part for me, honestly. That's really the hard part for me. Is just enjoying this game. Getting immersed in it. Having fun in this game that we call life. I don't even want to say life. I can't say life. I can't. It's not life, it's existence. Whatever this thing is. And I get... We've been saying this for so long. The simulation theory bullshit, it pisses me off. It drives me nuts. Because it's like you're not seeing. You're not you don't understand. Yes. Correct. But no. It's not a computer game. What's going on with the simulation theory is like nonsense is like, yes, correct, you got it, this isn't it, this isn't existence, we're here but we're not. But what's going on with that is we're putting what we've been saying forever, literally forever, as far back as we know recorded human history, there's always been a religion There's always been something else that's happening. There's always a great beyond, a bigger picture. Beyond, I mean, outside of our realm. However you want to say it. And everything from the Greeks and the Iliad, where the Iliad and the Odyssey, both of those are stories that kind of pertain to this, like with the Cyclops, and, you know, Athena and the great siege of Troy and all of that. And you have Zeus, all just Olympus. That's how they understood it. You're putting it. You're just saying that this, everybody, what I'm trying to say is everybody's just saying that reality isn't reality in a way, in the best way that they can, the best possible way to understand it at the time. And in the digital world right now, this simulation theory is just driving me insane because you're just doing the exact same thing again. It's what Jesus did so well. Was being able to put it what he understood and knew into a way that could be understood at the time. Because this is just mind-breaking things. This is just mind-breaking shit. Just, it's incomprehensible. It's insanity. It's madness. It's not real, but it is real. And that's, I don't know. And that's all this is people trying to make, at least that aspect of it, the exploring, exploring what's beyond this reality. This one. That's what's going on. And that's the pattern that you pick up the more and more you read of things on this subject. It's just people saying the same thing, trying to describe whatever we transcend into, whatever. I really think it's trying to describe that next thing, the thing outside of this thing, just the best way that they can. And then, but the problem is that people get confused. Because you have those, you have that split of people that, all these sub-factions of different types of people, where some people just can't even, their brain isn't wired that way to comprehend things such as the great beyond and what happens next and the fact that God is just period there. God just simply is all and nothing and everything. And that's the madness of trying to explain it to people when you are beginning to understand it, is they can't get it. And you, even though you know for a fact, it's just true. It's just, what am I don't even, I wish I could make you feel the feeling of just knowing and you just understand. Is that the word? Where you just you know. It's a truth. It's core to yourself and all things and how it all goes together. And you can't describe it. You are crazy. You're crazy. And that's like the... Fuck! It's hard. It's hard because you... I mean, you just wanna go... Understand it! Come on! Gah! It's like a kid trying to learn math. Just basic addition and subtraction. No, even just basic addition. And they've almost got it. They've almost got it. And then they say 2 + 2 = 5. And you're just... Come on! I know you're 8. I know you're 9. I know you're... Come on, you're right there! And then they get it. And it's like, yes! And it's like that. It's... Because define real. Because real to them, a person like that that just doesn't understand. They don't get it. They don't see... The picture, and yes, I mean the picture, the painting, the illustration that we live in. Their mind can't take that next step of getting that there is another picture inside of this picture. And then inside of that picture is more pictures, and outside of that bigger picture is another one. And I'm doing it again where it's what's been, it's the simulation theory. It's Jesus. It's the Bible. It's the Quran. It's trying to say what is true, what is real in a way that makes sense here. And that's what it is. That's kind of what it is. That's what they all are. We're all just getting into this. We're trying to describe things that are impossible for us to understand while we're here. Here. We're trying to explain things. It's... And some people's brain just can't make that leap, of what's real and what's not real and reality and the fact that your reality is not mine and we're all living in these different pockets of reality known as our bodies, ourselves. So what's real? You tell me what's real because I don't know what's real and I don't know if anything's real. But even the lack of reality is a reality. There are things that simply do not exist. And that's real. So then are they real or are they not real? And some things aren't real but can be brought to reality, to existence. I personally think that that's what I think the whole idea of we're made in the image of God. Because that one really just flabbergasts me. And I really think that it's not that we just look at God. But I think that there are clues to God existence. I think that's a hell of a hint. I think that is a hell of a hint for all of us. that all the religion aside, all the God stuff, you know, Christianity, Jewish, whatever, just there are hints and patterns. That's a very useful hint, because you are a reflection of God in that case. And God simply is just everything. And we can begin to understand God, this existence. How do I say this? See, simulation theory. We're just trying to put it in a way that I can understand. But that's the thing, is I think God, or like the universe and all of this, all that is reality, the hints are here in this reality as to what all of it is, what's next, what else is going on here. And what do I mean? It's you get, for example, us. For example, I mean, I'll just say it. It's going to be very out there, but we are a direct reflection of the cosmos. We are a reflection of the universe, infinity itself. We are a reflection of that. And that's because if you look at how your body works, there are different, it holds the same exact pattern as a species evolving, and then also a planet itself, and then also the solar system, and then also the entire, like, the Milky Way, the galaxy, and then also the universe. As in, our body's the universe, the galaxy is the organs, the solar system would be the collection of cells that make up that organ. Those cells are round little balls with little components inside of it that make it all work together in unison and survive. And if the things inside of it or on it fuck it up, or something else comes out from the inside or from the outside into it, into that cell, it gets messed up. And that's a hell of a lot like Earth. That's a lot like a planet. We have all these cells, and then you can go even further down where you can start getting into exactly what that one little piece of the cell will do, all the way down to the tiniest ribosome. And then you get into what makes up the cell and itself, and that starts to get into, I guess, I don't know, the atoms and everything like that. We're a direct reflection, and these patterns continue to exist. And these, I think we're able to do the same with God, or what's next. It's got to be similar, but it's definitely not quite. And this isn't the only, this is why I'm like, define real. What is real here? What would you consider to be real? And that's kind of where the made in the image of God thing comes in, because that's, again, a hint, I feel like. Like, why do we have all these different personalities? Why? And isn't it something that my reality is everything to me? It is all things. It just is. I just am in my reality. I am my own reality. And you are your reality. Our realities are different, but sometimes they can waft together and mesh and come together in unison. Sometimes even bring other things. We can create things. And even things that aren't real. I could have an idea about just one day this. I keep thinking about this. I'm like, for some reason, I keep thinking about this kid that both his parents get taken out when he's young. And I'm sitting here and what's that? I don't know. That's morbid, but there, I feel like something's there. It's like, oh, there's this super powerful. I want to do something with wizards. The Boy Who Lived, Harry Potter, there he is. And then all of a sudden, it goes from, it's not real. But it was. That initial idea was a calorie that was burned as electricity into that person's mind. And it goes for all fictions. And it also works for how you shape the world, your career. It wasn't real. It wasn't real that you went on a path to, I don't know, a successful career, maybe being a teacher or something like that, like a salesman or something. I don't know. That wasn't real, but it was real to you. And then you created it. Or like you can just build things. You can just build a freaking house. You just build a house. Kind of like it's. And that's what I mean. It's like we are the creators of this. And we are. So it's like what's real? Because you can make things that are not real real. And the things that are not real are also real. But then you get the very base level of real of. You know, like if I have, it's cold outside, so if I go outside, I'm could die if I'm not prepared. That's real too. Death is real. Yeah, so you tell me what's real. Because I don't know. I still don't know, and it's a morbid thought, but there's a part of me that is excited for death. I'm not jinxing it. Universe, whatever rules, God. I know it's God. God, we talk. It's fine. But it's, yeah. Because there's more to this, and I feel like death is how we find out, but that's scary because we don't know for sure that that's where we find out. No. Yeah, sorry, Ruggles is. He clocked that almost perfectly. A little early on the blitz to jump on over here because I'm wrapping up right now. Off by a couple minutes. But yeah, so I don't know what's real. Shit, I mean, maybe you can tell me what's real. The comments if you're on YouTube. I don't know if Spotify has comments on my show. I don't know if I'm big enough. I don't know how all that works. I should probably learn. But is that even real? Is Spotify even real? I don't know. I hope you found that interesting, my ramblings and my thoughts. I do want to do more episodes like this. I want to, yeah, I mean, it, I didn't, yeah, I'm just trying to improve. I want to do more episodes like this and be more of myself on camera because instead of doing like a character or something, I don't want to play it up. I don't want to do the fake shit. I want to be different. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm overstaying my welcome. And that's real. So thank you everybody so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, all that I ask is that you share it or clip it somewhere. Just show people and tell them who I am. Besides that, thanks again. And I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.